Gives me great pleasure to welcome to Songs of the Hills and Plains this afternoon Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, Columbia recording artists and Grand Ole Opry stars, who have, of course, been on the air here at WLOE several times. But in the past few months or so, there have been a lot of things that have changed these fellows' lives, such as Beverly Hillbillies TV show series and lots of new records. And so at this time, I'd like to welcome Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs to the WLOE microphone.
How are you?
Nice to meet you again,
yes,
Earl.
Sure.
And you too, Lester.
Thank you. It's real good to be on your program.
And it's mighty nice to have you here this afternoon. I know that you fellows are mighty busy, and I appreciate you taking this time to talk with me this afternoon.
It's our pleasure.
Tell me a few things. For instance, the Beverly Hillbillies series, how did your Foggy Mountain Boys group come to be chosen to do the music on the program?
Well, we did some work out in Hollywood. In fact, we worked one place out there for about 11 days, and during the time that we was working there, the writer of the Beverly show, understand the show was in the making at that time, and he attended about four or five nights of our show there during the time, which of course we didn't know about. He never did come back and introduce himself or anything, but after the show was complete and ready to go, then they came to Nashville and wanted us to do the theme work on it. Just one of those things that come around sometime in a roundabout way, you know.
I see. And you didn't know anything about it then until things were already set up for you.
Right.
Well, that's mighty unusual. But I'm sure you were mighty proud to be on Nationwide TV hookup.
We certainly was. It's played a big part in their show business all over as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a fan of the show, and I try to watch it every week or so and enjoy it very much. Now, do you fellas have another personal appearance on the program lined up?
You mean network-wise?
Yes.
Yes, we, I don't know whether you're acquainted with the Hootenanny show that's run every Saturday night on, I believe, ABC.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we've already taped the show. We taped it in the Washington University at Washington. And I believe it's to be run the 15th of next month. I'm not sure. It's the last show of this season. You know, they run through the fall, winter, and spring, and most of the shows goes off 2 or 3 months during the summer and then start a new series. Mm-hmm. So at any rate, we're on the final show of the Hootenanny.
Well, I'll be watching for that one, and I hope that most of the listeners at WLOE will too. Well, now, what about the Beverly Hillbillies program? Will you have another personal appearance on that program?
Well, there hasn't been anything definitely set up. There's been some talk of it, but I wouldn't say that we will or will not.
The reason I ask, I had probably heard some of that talk, and I felt like that maybe we could look forward to that. We do have a couple of your shows from Roanoke and from Greensboro, North Carolina, that are received in this area, and we enjoy them very much.
Thank you. We're going to be out in California and in Hollywood. What is it, about the last first week in June or the last week in
May? It's near the last of the month, I believe.
June, is it?
My date book's
anyway,
on the bus.
While we're out there, of course, we're going to be visiting with all of the Hillbillies, and we hope to anyway.
Well, good.
Maybe we will be working with them sometime.
When do you do this music? Do you tape it in advance? I'm sure you do.
Yes, we tape it in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. And you have a script to go by?
This guy come in from Hollywood. He come to Nashville, and we cut all of these different themes while at one time, you know.
Well, Nashville is your headquarters now.
Right.
Yes.
And you make the trip back every weekend to the Grand Ole Opry?
Not every weekend. We're supposed to, but we're booked out a lot. And I like tonight, we leave from here, we go to Washington, and from there on up in New York. We're supposed to be going about 3 Saturday nights out of 13, but we don't make it down there 3 out of the 13.
Actually, so far this year, we're booked out 28 weeks, 28 Saturday nights, which is against the Opry's rules, but Well,
you know,
maybe they can put up with it.
I had in the back of my mind planned to ask you about some of your future plans, mm-hmm. and I believe you've already answered that question. If you're booked up, how far do you have bookings in advance now?
Well, actually, we have some scattered bookings as far as 2 years in advance. This year is almost completely booked, not solid. When I say solid, not every day, but most every day. See, we have a daily program there in Nashville that we tape, and we also tape these television shows, mm-hmm. which run over some 10 or 15 television stations. So we have to go back into Nashville and tape up these programs. And outside of our taping schedules, we are pretty well booked up for the rest of this season. However, we do have a few more scattered mm-hmm. dates.
All right, let me ask you this now. This new album that I have, Hard Traveling, is the title of it. We got it in last month. That's your latest album?
That's our latest, yes.
And you have another one coming out anytime soon?
Well, we have, our next one will be the one that we did when we played Carnegie Hall in New York on December the 8th, the Columbia people did a show from that we did from the stage at night.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be released in the next 30 days or something.
Well, it was originally set up for the 20th of this month, and we heard that there might be a delay, but whether or not, I don't know, but I'll say that it might be out within the next 30 days anyway.
This Hard Traveling, of course, is seems it's going to be one of the biggest albums that we have ever did, according to the way it's rating in the charts. And of course, it's hard to get the record people to release another one as long as that one showed.
That's right. Well, what about singles now? Do you have another single after Pearl?
Well, we don't have one scheduled as of yet, or don't even haven't picked out the material for sure. That one wasn't released.
All right. Well, I enjoy it very much. I think it's a very good record. We play it right often here.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, is there anything else that you fellas would like to add? It's certainly been a great pleasure to have you on the show this afternoon.
Well, the only thing I'd like to add is it's a pleasure to be with you and to be on your show, and we certainly appreciate you playing our records, and we look forward to seeing you again every chance we can when we're over in the good old Carolinas.
Well, good. It's nice to have seen you again, Earl, and the same for you,
thank
Lester.
Thank you. That goes for me, too, and we'd also like to thank all of the good neighbors for being kind enough to request your records.
Thank you again. Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. Oh, what do you say we listen to one of your records? How's that?
Fine. Good.
Tell them what it's going to be, Lester.
You Are My Flower.
forget to smile. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain so high. You are my flower that's blooming there for me.
Do you ever envy people who come vacation time or are able to go anywhere and do anything they want to?
The correct time now is 14 minutes past 4 o'clock on Songs of the Hills and Plains. Today, celebrity-wise, it's Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs here visiting in the studios, and we have lots of country music for about the next 46 minutes for your listening pleasure. Earl, I wonder if you'd tell me something. How did you and Lester happen to come to be playing together now? How did that all get started?
Well, it's a small world when it comes to entertainers, the pickers, you know. We both worked at Nashville, Tennessee, and there is where we decided to organize our own show.
I see. And how long have you been playing together?
Well, actually, since about 45. We organized our show in 1948,
and that's how long the Foggy Mountain Boys have been in business.
Yes.
I see. Well, you know, one of the reasons I kind of wanted to talk to you, every time I see a stage show or a program on TV or maybe hear you on the radio, Lester does all the talking. And I was beginning to wonder about you.
Well, you see, I learned a long time ago to play it smart.
In other words, just keep your mouth shut.
Makes any mistakes, it's always Lester.
Do you have anything to say about that, Lester?
No comment.
No comment. Well, good enough. What do you say we warm up that five-string banjo right now? And what did you say this? How did you say this particular tune got its name?
Well, I was born and raised in a little community over near Shelby, North Carolina, called Flint Hill. At that time, there was a grade school and a little community country store, and that was the extent of Flint Hill. And there's no railroad there now. South Shelby is where the railroad's at, Lester. But anyway, I named this tune from the community there.
And that's the Flint Hill Special.
Yes.
Thank you. Listen, all you folks who love the hometown dairy freshness of a dairy treat extraordinary.
Hear this word from Guilford Dairy.
Wonderful Guilford Dairy ice cream sandwiches are now on sale. Get a box of 12 mouth-watering ice cream sandwiches, just 54 cents. Guilford Dairy ice cream sandwiches make a hit with everyone. Creamy, delicious ice cream between crisp, wonderful-tasting wafers. They are great, so good and creamy rich. Extra good and extra pure because they're made with grade-A Guilford Dairy products. Treat the family during Guilford Dairy's big ice cream sandwich sale. Just 54 cents for a box of 12 delicious ice cream sandwiches.
Everybody's bound to love the wonderful protein freshness of Guilford Dairy's delicious hometown dairy line.
Visit Leakesville's Guilford Dairy Bar at 214 North Bridge Street. Your Guilford Dairy Bar is open till 11 p.m. nightly.
The best news in cars
is at Mize Motors.
The best used cars.
They're at Mize Motors in Leakesville. See the madman today.
21 minutes now past 4, Songs of the Hills and Plains time. Lester has a final word before the fellas get on down the road.
Well, we'd just like to say that we appreciate you inviting us to come by. It's always a pleasure, you know, to get to be on your program. And, of course, we're going to be looking forward tonight to seeing all of our good friends at the junior high school, I believe it is.
That's right, the Leakesville Spray Junior High.
And like we always say, there's no place like good old North Carolina. It's always a pleasure to get down this way. We guarantee the neighbors a good, clean, sober show to make the plans now to
That's
come
right.
on.
That's right, I've seen your shows before, and I know exactly you mean every word that you're saying. And so that'll be at 8 o'clock tonight at the Leakesville Spray Junior High School. The show is sponsored by the Draper Wise Men's Club.
And Earl Scruggs is going to do his dance, I think.
Well, good. I'll have to see that then. What do you say we have our inspirational song right now, Lester?
Fine. I'd like to hear the one entitled Get on the Road to Glory. It's been so long, I forgot it myself.
It's a very beautiful, inspirational song, the Foggy Mountain Quartet singing Get on That Road to Glory. To celebrate its 130th year as America's leading silversmiths, Gorham offers special savings on all serving and accessory silver now through November 11th at A.D. Rogers Jewelry on Washington Street in Leakesville. Real savings on fine Gorham silver. To mention a few of them, A.D. Rogers has tablespoons that regularly sell for $13.75, now priced at $9.95. Regular 750 sugar spoons for $5.95. Bonbon spoons, regular 650 sellers for $4.95. Olive or pickle forks that regularly sell for $6.50, just $4.95. You'll find many of those fine Gorham silver pieces at real savings now through November 11th at A.D. Rogers Jewelry. And whether you own Gorham sterling or not, don't miss this never-before offer at A.D. Rogers Jewelry on Washington Street in downtown Leakesville. Along with the country music now, here's Lester to sing 100 Years From Now.
About 100 years from now I won't be crying. 100 years from now I won't be blue. And my heart would have forgotten she broke every vow. I won't care 100 years from now. Was yesterday you told me you couldn't live without my love somehow. Now that you're with another, it breaks my heart somehow. I won't care 100 years from now. Thought 100 years from now I won't be crying. 100 years from now I won't be blue. And my heart will have forgotten she broke every vow. I won't care 100 years from now. Now do you recall a night, sweetheart, you promised another's kiss you never would allow? That's all in the past, dear, it didn't seem to last. I won't care 100 years from now. Thought 100 years from now I won't be crying. 100 years from now I won't be blue. And my heart would have forgotten she broke every vow. I won't care 100 years from now.
Just a little sample there, the country music you'll hear tonight at Leakesville Spray Junior High when the Flatten Scruggs Foggy Mountain Show goes on stage. 27 1/2 minutes past 4, Hills and Plains time.
Friendly service, speedy service.
Don't let those bills get you down.
Friendly service, speedy service.
If you need to borrow money, here's the best place in town.
Central Finance Company on the Boulevard in Leakesville.
Something called Time's All Gone for this portion of Hills and Plains. Folks, we'll be back with more country picking and singing off record for your listening pleasure right after the Bill Stern Sports News.
Ha ha ha! Radio Leakesville, this is WLOE AM and FM, Rockingham County's first and most powerful radio station.
Remember, if you need quick shirt service or quick dry cleaning service, 1 hour cleaners on West Washington Street.